Welcome to Bush Footy Yarns podcast. Madden, Maddie, Mad Dog and me. We've got 30-year veteran of the Dubbo Sims Aquarium, Shane Madden. Matt Silvers Coleman, former Parks spaceman, now Forbes president and publican extraordinaire. And Aidan Mad Dog Ryan, Group 11 Premiership winning captain coach of 2019, and me. Welcome, boys. What's going to happen in 2020?
You go, Silvers. Footy season will start soon, Billy. It'll be good.
What's that?
Footy season will start soon. It'll be good.
How's things looking in the nest? I hear Amazing's back. That's brilliant.
Yes, Jake's ready to have another game, mate.
He loves Gracie, doesn't he? Silvers.
Oh, mate. Billy's affection for Gracie is beyond deserving.
anyone
that thinks
he plays for Parks.
Oi, that's credit to the man. You're watching play footy. I don't know how I bring myself to do it, but he's just good to watch. He's good to watch.
He's a good bloke.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog even on here?
On here.
There he is. Where's the Mad Dog?
How'd you pull up after the Western game, Mad Dog?
Yeah, good. Pretty fresh, eh? Could have went another 80 minutes.
It was a good try you scored there in the end. What's going on over at the Cowboys? What rodeos are you been sussing out for a back-to-back attack?
I'm not too sure. I know Justo and Richie Tackle will be back. Richie was at Oberon.
Yep. Had a good year too, that
tell me. Confirmed at the moment, so I'm not too sure.
Yeah, rightio. Shane, do you want to lie to us all and tell us what yous aren't doing at Sims? What's that?
Not much going on here. Pretty quiet, mate. Just bringing a few juniors through, developing them. Yep. Juniors come out of the junior side, so that's strength enough.
So
Have you lost anyone with Akko at all? Tooley's gone over there, Matty Tooley.
Jordan Reynolds.
Jordo Reynolds. Millie, the big winger, BJ and winger.
Hey, Matt, what's the story with your juniors? Is there only 216 sides in Dubbo?
What's that, mate?
Is there only 216 sides in Dubbo?
My young fella, he'll be in the under-16s this year for St. John's, but... Oh, this year, you mean?
Well, if you're losing...
There was only two this year, St. John's and South Dubbo.
And you've got two. You're losing about 12 to grade because they're out of the age. Isn't lucky to field 18, don't they?
Yeah, they're...
What do you get them from England too?
The under-16s again, because my young fella will be in the 16s next year. Like, I'm not sure how many sides they're going to have either, eh?
Yeah. It's concerning a town that big can only have two 16 sides.
Yeah, I know.
Especially if the problem hasn't been addressed and we've got women's representative rugby league in the summertime.
the women's game's burning, Billy.
Well, that's where they get their participation numbers from. It makes the figures look good.
Because they have to register them twice if they play tag and tackle. But if I go to the butchers, I don't go there and buy lettuce, do I?
You know what?
I don't go to the butchers and buy a lettuce. Like, we've got to concentrate on the main product, and that is the men, in my opinion. But time will tell. Is it right that you're putting aside in the Castlereagh Cup?
That is correct.
Yep.
9-8. Sims are
really. So will that be what the third grade, so to speak?
The under-17s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just in their juniors.
That'd be all right.
Well, that's good. It gives them a go.
Yeah, they're just because our numbers are so big, coming through St. John's.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more about, you know, our kids, when they're, not saying that they're not ready to play 18s, but they might, you know, piss off and play rugby union and you never see them again.
Totally. And that happens everywhere.
Yeah, and they're lacking sides in group 14, so we're just being, yeah, meeting with them, with their committee out there, and they're all for it, and give them footy, and gives our boys footy, and keeps them playing rugby instead of going to union.
Great idea.
Brilliant idea.
I think, Billy Joe.
Yes.
You're asking our team players, fast going over there, I heard they've signed everyone.
No, nah, well, they've got a heap of local juniors back, like Jack Medlin.
That's the rumours, bad
dog. Jack Medlin and Kyle Hando are two good forwards that are, they're just locals and haven't played for a bit. They're back. Jake Dooley, he confirmed signing there during the week. He was the captain of Sammy Dwyer and Chad and that. They have signed Wes Middleton and a fella from, it's funny, Peter Wong. He played at Narromine. It sounds Wong, that name, doesn't it? Peter Wong. But yeah,
mate, I'm not a fan of that.
What?
Narromine brought him out here and looked after him. I wish you'd say that.
Yeah,
it was
unbelievable, new
parks, folks. Yeah. Hold on, Shane.
That's low, really low.
especially sides that are sort of struggling and then they're taking the best players.
Yeah, I mean, friggin' low. My nephew's captain and coach in Narromine, you want to take all his players.
Well, hold on, Aiden. Did you not take Dennis Moran? You're out of the conversation, Shane. Don't go there.
What?
Don't even go there. He wanted to come to Parks and yeah.
Well, mate, Billy, I'm in your boat, mate. We don't chase anyone, mate. They come to us.
Yeah. So I haven't seen him yet. Apparently, he's a big fella. He's
a nice guy. He's a good guy, but yeah, I just wish that few things went Narromine's way when they found their boys and brought them out here. It's tough that they move on after 12 months and go to a bigger club.
Well, I think in defence I can say this, that he did try to come after playing us, and Joe Spicer said no way. If we wouldn't take anyone mid-season from another club. He said if you were serious at the end of the year, well, come and see us, but don't try and
talk. Someone was telling me, Billy, that there's a real good hooker wants to play if you just don't want him. Little Welsh fella or something?
Yeah, no, he's there.
Cool.
He's there. He's, we're very strong.
In fact, they're knocking back to a player. you signed Wes Milton, didn't you?
Yeah, yep, he's playing.
Benji John running around.
As far as I know, yes. Yeah. Yeah, Wes is working in Parks at the mines. And
you'll have to retire, Billy. There won't be a spot for you in Redmond.
Well,
six hookers.
I said if you've got all these hookers, there's going to be some upset boys because I'll be taking either first or reserve grade hooker, so. No.
Can any of them play halfback?
Oh, well, all hookers can play halfback.
Outside of yourself, of course, Billy.
Yeah, all.
We're pretty keen to have yarn to Chad Porter, that's all.
But you don't
set him up. We want to set him up over here at Dubbo with his business.
Yeah, you don't.
Set him up for life.
You don't.
He'll be the resident plasterer from Mars.
Yeah.
I reckon Mars, you'll get him off the ground easy too.
So
he'll just fit straight in. He'll fit in over here. With him.
Is Josh Griffiths moved on, Mad Dog?
Who? I've got no idea.
The halfback centre for you guys.
I don't know what's going on in the club, really.
It's summertime. They don't think about it until January,
Billy. We're talking to Mad Dog. He'd have
No, I don't even know if Dennis is running around again, but I'll say he would be. He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah, he had a good year. Defied.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best, I reckon. He can control the game.
So, in the nest, Matty, Mitch Burke will be back fit again?
Yeah, Mitch is running around. He's actually lost, I was talking to him about 2 days ago. I said, Mitch, you've lost some weight. And yeah, I'm taking the gym seriously now.
Taking the gym.
Who's that?
Mitchie Burke.
The following
one. Another one of Billy Joe's love child that he...
Well,
he had the broken foot.
Yeah. He's got he's born and bred Parks.
Oh, come on.
he's a little boss for you. He dates a fishing girl.
He does.
Exactly.
Oh, he does too.
He finished his trade in a couple of weeks too.
And I'll tell you, Madden, he's a hundreds to one because he won't even play for Parks.
No chance, mate. Like a
Yeah, and I don't mind that. He said, nah, never play for Parks.
Well, you know things aren't going good at Parks and Chatty Porter was coming to us.
Oh, Chatty.
Chad. Dennis now, Chatty. What are you doing over there?
Chad Porter is going nowhere as far as I know.
Is me mate playing again at Parks? He makes me laugh, that fella. The centre?
Mong Chong Pagey?
Yeah,
he'll be playing again.
Oh, he's a cheeky bastard, eh?
He's the most
loved
local spooner over on the
local spooner,
if I can
tell you. Yeah, no, he has good battles. It's,
I actually like the winger over there too, Billy.
What's that?
Fella.
Smeedy.
What's his name?
Jacob Smead.
Yeah, I like the way he plays.
Yeah, he's only been playing footy for 3 years. He turned up to Macquarie one day to watch the juniors and they were short, and so he had a game.
Is that the winger?
Yeah, he was like a New South Wales representative soccer player. And yeah, he's freakish. He's only 20 or 21. He's, yeah, that was his.
He looks like a surfer playing footy.
Oh, he's a cool dude. He's a very cool dude.
Didn't he? Didn't he carved up fourth there?
Yeah,
he's got
3 tries
in the first half. Man,
you have to bring that up.
Yep.
DJ was live recording
the
two, rubbing it in, I remember that actually.
No, I wasn't live recording that. I rubbed it in that week, but they got me back at the end of the year, don't worry, in the one that counts.
I was about to say,
wasn't rubbing it, the one that counted.
But,
this would be a first on Bush Footy, aren't you? Have you ever interviewed two blokes with the same nickname, Mad Dog?
Is that your nickname, Shane?
Yeah, fucking idiot, you know that.
Fucking dude. Fucking. No, I haven't.
First time for everything.
There is a first time for everything.
Billy, what's your thoughts on the competition only being 17?
Yeah.
I would have liked West Side to stay in because you start dropping sides and, you know, we've lost Cobar, we've lost West Side in the last few years. We've gone from 9 to 7. Good for rugby league.
What's the latest on Mudgee?
Mudgee is staying in Group 10.
They're staying where they are.
Yeah, I think they're still going to try to come. But in saying that, the seven we've got, Ningen are looking real strong. The Warner brothers, Tommy, Benny, Joey, they're related, believe it or not, they're related to Dave Warner, and they reckon Candice Falzon will play for the Ningen League tag side, so they've got heaps of pull. Joshie Merritt signed with them, Squeak, Jacob Neal, and yeah, so they'll be, it'll...
Squeak's definitely signed?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, they told me he signed out there. He lives out. Bree
Warner,
he was with the clock
half,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so, Flash and the Keys brother, the fuzzy fella, Joy, they'll be out there again. So,
Flash is with Macquarie, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, they told me they were all going back out.
Yeah, well,
I've known Siakam plays with Burke and Flash plays with Burke too, so.
Ah. And then, yeah, you've got Acca at Macquarie, which will really strengthen.
I know one thing, I'd love to be able to run like him.
Who?
Flash. Flash, well.
He can run.
Should be car run like him.
Yeah. Mad Dog, you and Flash have some good battles. I've seen you in that major semi into each other.
Yeah, we good mates, so we love it. No mates on the field, that's how I've always played. So I'll come up against my brother, I'd want to try to kill him. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Does JTW return into play?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He won't. He thought he won't have any surgery until like March next year, and so he would have to miss like a bit of the season, but they caught him up and he ended up getting the surgery, the reversal, so he's been training and that now, so having a year off, I bet he's pretty hungry, so
oh,
it's good to see him and Gracie have their battles. Played in a couple of games with them too, and they go at each other.
I'll tell you what, we put them two in the Group 11 side and we'll really smack them Group 10 boys. Yeah, he'll if he was in the Wello side this year, it would have made him a lot. Yeah, but the big baby bear, he's going to the Bulldogs, James Stanley.
Yeah, he had a trial last night. I was talking to Dr. Naden. He went down and watched him. Rocky is, I think he's lost about 9 kilos or something, a lot fitter. Rocky said he was just taking off on a few lads. And he scored a good try. So,
that's a ball.
He's chasing that dream, and I think he could potentially play NRL. He's got the talent, so.
Yeah, well, that's good.
He'd be a big loss for us, because him coming off the bench was, I think he changed that game against Finns at Wello there this year when he came on, and I really thought he was a game changer. So.
That's when he...
Mad Dog, is he Billy's boy?
No, he's Jimbo Stanley, Billy's brother.
Oh, he is too.
Yeah.
I'll have to get Dino Pay to have a keep an eye on him, see how he's going.
Yeah, and then you've got Riley Blackall, he goes down to Penrith next week or the week after as well, so.
Geez, Penrith's taking a big production line of the,
Yeah, we got one of our juniors from this year of Penrith at the minute now. He's down there doing all the training.
Well, Charlie Staines will near make it this year, won't he, Matty?
I hope so, mate. He was coming to the Northern Reserve grade last
year. Fuck, he can play footy, that bloke. He just...
Who's the one at Canberra? Is that him?
No, him from Parks is at Canberra.
Yeah, Darby Medlin from Parks is at Canberra.
Darby, yeah, I was looking online and his contract's been upgraded to a development player.
Oh, yeah, they've got big plans for him. He's,
That's not bad.
He made the New South Wales side this year with
Here
Burton.
He goes. Billy's getting a big head.
No, Darby's a good kid. Well, his brothers are coming back, Jack and Max, to play. But, yeah, young Staines, when he won the comp with Forbes there the other year, Christ, he was good.
Two comps at fullback.
Yeah.
2 games in a row.
Yeah.
He's always a good footballer.
Yeah.
He's very instinctive. He's always in the right spot.
Yeah, well, he wasn't getting by on...
How big he is now.
Yeah. Well, they'd bulk him up.
I seen him about a month ago. He's still lean, but he'd be definitely heavier than what he was playing out here.
Yeah,
he's a lovely young fella.
I'll be on the piss today with the sexiest man in bush footy arms, Billy.
Oh, depends who he's talking to. Billy changes that title every week.
No, there's just a couple of regulars. Jai Chapman.
Chapo, I was going to say Chapo. I'll be on the piss with him today.
Chapo and Gracie have been like sexy men for a long time, following in the footsteps of luscious Lou Goodwin. Speaking of luscious there, Matty, what's the word on him and Forbes?
Sorry, mate.
Lou Goodwin. Forbes.
I've lost you, mate.
Yeah, Forbes. They keep saying. Yeah, they all keep saying that. Yeah, no. Lou Goodwin's not playing there, and I said it's just there's just something there. There's just luscious.
I'm pretty sure his brother, Captain Cates, is West Wallen.
Yes, he does. Jake.
Yeah. Well, if he's going to drive out here to play, you can sure he can go the extra 100 Ks to play with his brother.
Yeah, he played with him this year. Jake told
No idea,
really. Jake told me there the other year, because he was at the Parks Forbes game, his mates with Paul Cronenberg, and I said, oh, you should come play here, and he said, mate, I'd never play for Parks, I'm a Forbes boy. So,
Red Ben?
Yeah.
He's the sexiest man in the league texting me now, actually.
Who?
Chavo.
So what's everyone's thoughts on the top five?
Well, really, there's only seven in us.
Yeah. So two are gonna miss.
By the
sounds of it, it's gonna be Tim's 1-5.
Oh well,
he's still got a few months
left.
I'm sure he's
replaced
some other club by then.
Who? Now,
Park's
already done that.
Well, I was just flying under the radar.
Billy, is Deadly Dennis coming home or is he staying in Wellington?
I've got no idea, mate. His young fellow Baden's in the 16s.
And strong rumours he's going home.
Yeah, I've got no idea, mate. He you wouldn't knock him back if you wanted to.
They'd have six hookers over there.
Yeah. Or no.
He's
always
in the
90s.
He'd have
to
play
halfback
because
Chad's
going, eh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wondered why Darren was ringing me every second day. Might want me over there riding with the Cowboys.
I reckon Porter will go good with a good pre-season under him.
Oh, he's fit. I'll tell you who is going to go good and surprise Joey Dwyer. He's recovery and recuperation is on track with no ACL. Expect big things from Joey.
And the fullback?
Yeah, he was playing 5-8. There he went to fullback when Sam was out. And
he's a little bastard that beat us. Did he play good that game?
Yes, he did. Mad Dog, he did. Didn't even make the top 19 in the team of the week. But, he had a... That's when you done that mad head-eye tackle on him. Not purpose one. He made a break there late in the game and he went to step in. Yeah. I'll get your cup.
You've got to stop him somehow.
Yeah, got to stop him somehow. Yeah.
Did you tell him, Billy, about me cooking
your
tea the other night
when I showed up? Oh, Shane, come on, mate. There's no need for that. There was stuff happening.
What's your favourite meal, Billy? Oh, mate, I love ribeye steaks. I'll go around the butcher shop, fucking $29 a kilo. So I cook him up a big fucking ribeye steak and veggies and no show.
Got held up on the way over.
Yeah, Lewis and Westside has asked to string, because you've got to remember your Kurt Fullers, Matt Nadens, all them guys, Jade Hooper. There was a lot of blokes that were playing in Group 10, and hopefully they come back from that weaker competition to the stronger one.
NATO signed on Macquarie.
Oh, he could play Matt Naden. There's another one for Parks, Lewis Dwyer. Player of the Year in 2018, the prop forward, the big tall fella, he's back.
That's a big front rower, eh?
Yeah.
He went good.
Yeah, he...
It reminds me of Hightower off fucking police academy.
Except he's white.
Has the PNG front rower turned up yet, Philip?
No.
Is he still coming?
Yeah, he was coming last.
That's been 3 years
now. Now, we've had a good affiliation with the overseas blokes.
Did you get your old boys up and running yet, Philip?
Old boys are going well. They've got a Christmas party next week, so...
You'd be the oldest member, wouldn't you?
No, not at all. Not at all. So that's a thing that...
Forbes are getting trouble without their old boys club. Yeah, bloody brilliant over here.
Yeah.
They love the footy.
Yeah, old boys are good too.
Yeah, good old boys clubs are essential.
But our old boys aren't. There's nothing about. Mate, they're all. When I'm saying old boys, I'm talking old boys.
Yeah, I think he's got 85 or 90 members or something.
Who, Sims?
Yeah.
No,
I think the mob had 120 last year.
Sims' old boys would be down to 25, I reckon.
24?
Oh, Sims' old boys is richer than the Sims Club. Is that
fucking right? No, our
best thing is a fish pond. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We've
got 260 members in the fish pond.
But what are you all doing without the lack of water? Like, are you struggling for filtration in the water? Should be drying up the pond, or is... He's buying water in.
The pond, she'll never dry out that one, bud.
Just quickly, on the women's league, how does the Group 11 Opens Women's lose one game in 2 years and only get like two players in the Western train-on squad?
Oh, I was quick shocked on that too. No idea.
Shocked. I was like dumbfounded, but anyway.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is it any different than any other group side pick?
No, well, yeah, at least they're consistent with the men. Righto, boys, we're at the 27-minute mark. Give us a couple of predictions for next year, starting with you, Aiden.
We've got two tough games, first game, so first two games. I'll be taking you first game, do we?
Yeah, Wello. I'll be playing in the middle, not on the wing, but...
18-12, Wello.
Rightio, I'm backing Josh Merritt to kick the first 20-40, if that rule comes into play.
It is, ain't it?
Oh, well, it is in the NRL.
Oh, yeah.
Well. So, hopefully it does out here. And
I'm predicting the closest comp in Group 11 history.
And Jack is back. Jack Kavanagh, he's back for Sims. That's a big pickup.
I'll tell you what, he's one big boy.
Tell me about it.
Did you see him play in the knockout?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You don't. I'm glad I'm playing on the wing. Dustin just sort him out. He must like a beer anyway, because we got that day on today, and he said make sure we put on the group side, make sure there's plenty of great north.
Yeah, he's a big lad, and he's sort of like hyperactive, gets around like Wade, but just in a bigger body. Is it true Lincoln's coming back and Scott out of retirement?
Correct. He is. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I thought he just
bought out
some
things. No, you can only play one first grade team, you know that, don't you? Boy, you can't have three first grade teams playing in the same comp.
I know one thing, I wish Wade Kavanagh was as big as his brother.
Oh, mate, everyone loves that.
He's still the best out of them all, but...
Everyone loves having a Wade Kavanagh in their team. It's great to watch. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
He can play.
Yeah, he's mad. Well, how's Bono going? I heard he's training the house down, like waking up.
Yeah, actually, Bono lives only two doors from me.
I know that.
We all know he's the tightest man in Australia.
I bet his grass isn't as green as yours.
Nah, he's dead. It's a disgrace.
You got to pay for it.
He's no, I will give Bono credit where credit's due, and he has been training very good. It's the best I've seen him.
What you look around?
Matto, how long have you been training for?
Nah, we've just been playing touch every Sunday morning and have a barbecue after it.
Billy, what's going on? You're training twice a week already.
Nah, they wanted to get some training going. The players, that's one thing I'll say about all the boys at Parks. They took the loss hard, bowing out that early. They wanted to do some training. Mags just said, "Well, rightio, Tuesday nights we'll play some touch," and we've been getting about between 32 and 40 up there. And
you're upping me about having two first
grade times. That's under 18s and everything, Shane.
The comp doesn't start till the end of April.
Yeah, I know, that's why they're just playing touch, you know?
Yeah, we're break now. The boys don't return to pre season training until the 30th of January.
When you're 42 and trying to make the cut too, it's not bad because you get a little bit of condition under the belt.
Billy, you want to know what Nicky just said?
What?
Yeah, freaking hell are you talking to now?
Tell Nicky to go and fix the potholes in the road. It's her job, and she doesn't do it well. Rightio, boys. Thanks for that one. That was good. I can't wait till next year.
Can I just say something before you go, Billy?
Yes, Shane.
I'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and all your families, and have a happy Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, Bob.
Same
to you, Shano.
Don't forget me presents, Sores. Hey, you got any tips today, Sores?
I don't, cunt, mate. Only on the footy.
Race 1, number 1 in Sydney.
My prediction for 2020 is Sims will roll out at least one, possibly two ex-NRL players before the season starts.
Yeah.
Just to go all them local juniors
they got. Yeah, and Matto would tell us all the skies are grey. The skies are grey, it seems. Matto's full of shit. Rightio, boys.
I've had a couple of losses in the last couple of years. 16, 18, 19. They won't
want to
go around again
and come
second.
You
can't win all the time. You got to take the loss.
Oh, I agree, mate. Totally.
I'll guarantee you they'll be close to having four sides there.
I'll give you one thing. They'll be fit and ready to go anyway.
Yeah. Rightio, boys. Thank you very much. We will be talking and enjoy that festive season, then we get into it.
You too. I'll see you later.
See you, boys.
See ya.